Our youth expression showcase continues here at SLB, and now you're going to get a chance to meet some kids from Winchester Thurston. They're known as the Brilliant Bookworms, and one brilliant bookworm here today has been here in our studios before, but the program has existed for quite some time, where kids under the leadership of Jennifer Krar, librarian at Winchester Thurston, one of the librarians, share stories in the oral tradition of telling stories creatively. Let's meet everybody who is here first. What's your name?
Maher.
And how old are you?
8.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who brought you here or who might be listening at home?
I would like to say hi to my dad and my mom.
Excellent. I'm glad you're here, and we'll have your story in just a moment. What's your partner's name?
Alexandra.
Let's meet her. Hi, Alexandra.
Hello.
How old are you?
8.
And would you like to say hello to whoever brought you here or anybody listening at home?
My big brother, Matthew, my mom, and my baby brother.
Now, we're not going to have you do your story just yet, but I do know that your story involves a warm or a hot climate. Can you tell me the name of your story?
No Dinner.
No Dinner. So we'll hear that story in just a moment. That's called a tease. We're getting everybody ready for it. But first, we're going to meet our next pair and come a little closer and tell me your name.
Rose.
Hi, Rose. How old are you?
9.
And do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
My dog, even though he's probably not listening.
Oh, dogs are always listening.
And my friends.
Excellent. And your grandma sent that nice note earlier in Florida, which was sweet. What is the name of the person that you are partnered with?
Maya.
Maya. Hello, Maya. How are you?
I'm good.
How old are you now?
I'm 10.
And can you tell us the name of the story that you're going to be sharing?
Our story is going to be Go to Sleep Gecko.
Go to Sleep Gecko. Any shout-outs for you?
I want to shout out to my dad in North Carolina who's listening.
Well, that's great. Hello, Dad in North Carolina. And incidentally, just as Grandma did for Rose, you can text us at 412-200-5975 if you want to give a shout back, or you can email us at slb@slbradio.org. We've got two more people to meet. What's your name?
Tommy.
Hi, Tommy. How old are you?
9.
It's nice to meet you. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
My mom and my dad.
And who is sitting next to you as your partner?
Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
How old are you?
8.
And any shout-outs to anybody?
Mom and Dad.
And what's the name of the story that you and Tommy are going to read?
Anansi and the Magic Stick.
Oh, Anansi. I love Anansi stories. And another text just came in. Grandma Myrna wrote again, Rose, and she's looking forward to hearing from you. It's nice that she's very attentive this morning. And we're going to have a chance to hear from each of you, and we'll go in order just as we did before. And as you share your stories, maybe you're already planning on doing this, but if you could introduce yourself again, just so everybody knows your names as they hear you, because they may have forgotten, and I don't want to get in the middle. So we're ready first for the two of you to get started, and these are going to make us feel much, much warmer.
Hello, my name is Maher, and we're telling No Dinner. Once there was a little old lady who lived with her dog, Candy. She lived at the edge of the forest, and she was only skin and bone. Then she wanted to visit her granddaughter who lived at the other edge of the forest. So she left her dog Candy at home, and she walked with her walking stick, which went ta-gook, ta-gook, ta-gook. Then, boo, out jumped a wolf, and the wolf said to the little old lady, I'm going to eat you up. But the little old lady said, I'm only skin and bone. You can eat me when I come back from my daughter's house. And he said, okay. So she went on and on and on, and her stick went ta-gook, ta-gook, ta-gook. Then, boo, out jumped a bear. And the bear said to the little old lady, I'm going to eat you up. But the little old lady said, I'm only skin and bone. I'm off to my granddaughter's house where I can get nice and fat. You can eat me on my way home. And he said, okay to that too. Then she went on and on and on. And her stick went ta-gook, ta-gook, ta-gook. Then, boo, out jumped a lion. He said, little old lady, I'm going to eat you up. But the little old lady said, I'm going to my granddaughter's house where I can get nice and fat. You can eat me on my way home. And she said, oh, and she went on and on and on. Her stick went ta-gook, ta-gook, ta-gook.
Finally, she reached her granddaughter's house. She ate and ate and ate until her granddaughter said, Grandmother, if you eat one more thing, you're going to burst. And the little old lady said, You're right. I promised three animals in the forest that they could eat me on my way home. Do you have any ideas how I could get home safely? Her granddaughter said, Yes, I have a big pumpkin out in my garden, and it's just enough to fit you and your walking stick in it. So the granddaughter went to her garden, picked the pumpkin, and opened the top of the... Then the little old lady popped in, and then the pumpkin started rolling on. Galook, galook, galook. And then... And then the pumpkin stopped, and a lion jumped out. And he said, Pumpkin, have you seen a little old lady walking through the forest with her walking stick? No, said the little old lady from inside the pumpkin. I haven't seen a old woman walking through the forest.
Darn, no dinner,
said the lion, and the pumpkin rolled on. Galook, galook, galook. Then out jumped the bear, and he said, Pumpkin, have you seen a little old woman walking through the forest? No, said the little old lady from inside the pumpkin. I'm just a pumpkin rolling my way home.
Darn, no dinner,
said the bear, and the pumpkin rolled on. Galook, galook, galook. Then out jumped the wolf. And he said to the pumpkin, Pumpkin, have you seen a little old lady walking through the forest with her walking stick? No, said the little old lady from inside the pumpkin. I'm just a pumpkin rolling my way home. But just before the pumpkin rolled on, the wolf said, Wait a minute. I've never heard a talking pumpkin. He opened up the lid, and then he saw the little old lady sitting inside it. And he said, You've tricked me. Now I get to eat you up. And the little old lady said, I'm still skin and bone. And the wolf said, Show me your leg, and I'll feel if it's fat or not. But the clever old woman, instead of poking out her leg, she poked out her walking stick, which was very skinny. The wolf felt that, and he said,
Darn, 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 no dinner.
The pumpkin rolled on, galook, galook, galook. And then the pumpkin stopped. Once it stopped, the little old lady popped out and hugged her dog. And they lived together happily. The end.
That was really nice. Did you help to write did you work on writing your own parts of the story or adding your own parts to it too?
Well, we did work on it really hard.
Did the story originate somewhere from as a folk story and then you added to it?
first we like read the book, and then we like drew our own picture line, and we just read from that, and we just copied from our picture line.
Great. And you should know that all of our storytellers today are sharing these stories. They're not reading these stories. They are telling these stories as they've learned them. And you probably tell them a little bit differently every time you tell them, depending on who's here. You did a great job, Mayer. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Mayer?
It's Mayher.
Mayher and Alexandra, thank you. Now, Rose and Maya are going to tell their story next. And my memory is that it's called Go to Sleep Gecko. Is that right?
Yeah.
And here they go.
One night, Elephant woke up to a gecko, gecko, gecko.
Gecko, what are you doing awake, said Elephant.
Well, I can't sleep, said Gecko. The fireflies are flashing their lights on and off, on and off, on and off. And I can't go to sleep. Can't you do something about it? You're the boss of the village. I'll do it in the morning, said Elephant, who was already half asleep. Now go back to bed. That morning, Elephant called over fireflies. Fireflies, have you been flashing your lights on and off, on and off, on and off, all night long and disturbing Gecko? Yes, we have, answered Firefly 105. Why have you been doing this, said Elephant.
Well, buffalo poops in the road, and we don't want anybody to step in the terrible mess.
Okay, said Elephant, just keep doing what you're doing. Pip, pip, cheerio. That night, Elephant woke up to a gecko, gecko, gecko.
Gecko, what are you doing awake?
Well, I can't sleep. The fireflies are still flashing their lights
on and off, on and off, on and off.
Can't you do something about it? You're the leader of the village.
Well, I'll do it in the morning, said Elephant. But also the reason why is because the fireflies flash their lights on and off all night long because buffalo poops in the road and they don't want anybody to step in the terrible mess. That morning, Elephant called over Buffalo.
Buffalo!
Yes, said Buffalo.
Have you been pooping in the road?
Yes, I have, said Buffalo, and I'm proud of it.
Well, why have you been doing this terrible, stinky mess?
I've been doing it because rains very hard all day and makes big puddles in the road. And I fill them up the best way I know how. So, Elephant said, just keep doing what you're doing, Buffalo.
When Buffalo left, Elephant was not looking forward to the night. And that night, under his window, he heard,
gecko, gecko, gecko.
Gecko, what are you doing awake? Said Elephant. And Gecko said, the fireflies are still flashing their lights on and off, on and off, on and off, all night long. You said you'd do something about Buffalo. And Elephant said, but Buffalo poops in the road because rain rains very hard every afternoon, and he just fills them up the best way he knows how. Well, talk to Rain. You're the village boss, said Gecko. And Elephant said, I'll do it in the morning, Gecko. So that morning, when rain was raining, Elephant said, Rain, why are you raining very hard every day? And Rain said, I rain very hard because if I didn't make holes and fill them up and make them puddles, the mosquitoes wouldn't come and Gecko would have to go hungry. And Elephant said, well, that's very nice of you. Just keep doing what you're doing. So that night, when Elephant heard,
gecko, gecko, gecko,
he said, Gecko, rain rains very hard so you can get your breakfast, dinner, lunch. And if he didn't, Buffalo would stop pooping and the fireflies would stop
flashing their lights on and off, you'd get some sleep, but you'd have to go hungry. Which do you choose, sleep or food? Gecko thought about this, and he instantly said, food! So, Gecko went home and went to bed thinking he just needed to learn to live with some things.
That was beautifully done. And I'm going to be thinking Gecko, Gecko, Gecko for the rest of the day. And quite a few notes came in. Who knows, Jesse?
Oh, it's my brother.
Yes, Jesse wrote to you from New York City. Shout out to Rose from her favorite Big Brother in the Big Apple. She's a natural on the air. Keep it up. And Maya, you got a note too from... Do you know somebody named David?
That's my dad.
Yeah, I thought so. David is in Carrboro, North Carolina. Hi, Maya. I love hearing you on the radio. Hooray for the brilliant bookworms. And that's so nice. And lots of other folks are listening so carefully, they probably haven't had time to write. Now, our last pair we have, I'm trying to remember the name of the story. We have Catherine and we have Tommy. And this isn't a Nazi story, right? What's it called?
A Nazi and the Magic Stick.
Whenever you're ready, I can't wait to hear it.
Once upon a time, a warthog, a lion, a rhino, and a zebra were all cleaning up their gardens, raking their leaves, watering their plants. But Anansi just lay there, and he was sleeping. So they all came up to him and said, "You're so lazy, moss grows on your head, and other mean things." So Anansi said, "I'm not so lazy." So he went and took a walk. And so he passed by Hyena's house and wondered, "How could Hyena have such a clean garden, and he doesn't even do anything?" And so then he saw him say, "Hocus pocus, magic stick, clean up my yard, quick, quick, quick." And the stick would just clean up his yard. And he thought if he had that stick, his yard would be really nice like Hyena's. So he walked up to the stick and grabbed it and said, "Hocus pocus, magic stick, take me home, quick, 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 quick." And so the stick took him home. And so then when he got home, he said, "Hocus pocus, magic stick, clean up my yard, quick, quick, quick." So he swept all the trash into Lion's yard. And Lion said, "Hey." And so then he said, "Hocus pocus, magic stick, paint my house, quick, quick, quick."
And so the stick painted the house. And while he was painting, some of the paint got on Zebra, and Zebra was not happy. Then Anansi said, "Hocus pocus, magic stick, clean up my leaves, quick, 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 quick." And so the stick cleaned up all the leaves and threw them into Warthog's yard, and most of them landed on Warthog. And then Anansi said, "There was two more things." And the first one was, "Hocus pocus, magic stick, plant my seeds, quick, quick, quick." So the stick grabbed seeds and started planting them in neat little rows. And then Anansi said, "Hocus pocus, magic stick, water my plants, quick, 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 and don't stop till I'm done, till I tell you to stop." So the stick starts watering, and the plants get bigger, bigger, and bigger. And they got really big that they couldn't grow anymore. So the water kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And so the bigger it got, it turned into a lake, then a river, and all the animals were in the river and shouting, "Help, help." But Anansi was trying to remember the magic word, but he couldn't remember it. So he was just saying, "Stop, stop, stop," and it wouldn't stop. Then Hyena came by and said, "Are you done with the magic stick?" And Anansi said, "Yes, I am," and he gave him the stick. Hyena stopped it from
stopped it from watering the plants, but they weren't plants right now. And then he said to the stick, "Hocus pocus, magic stick, clean up the water, quick, quick, quick." And so the stick cleaned up most of the water, but he couldn't clean up all the water. So they just had to deal with a little bit of water. But they ended up having a nice time with that water because it turned into their swimming pool. But everyone but Anansi was having a really good time in their swimming pool. But they were all wondering where Anansi was. Was he still alive? If he was, where was he? Anansi was luckily still alive and in his boat, and he was happily dreaming of happy thoughts. The end.
Wow. You guys are great. Congratulations. Let's give everybody a round of applause together. Come on. And your parents are out there and loved ones. Did anybody mean to say something about shout-outs or hellos or anything? Did anybody forget anybody? Well, I don't want to forget to... we have one more text that came in from... who knows, a Karen, Kevin, Olivia, and Lincoln.
Same!
Rose, everybody is writing to you today. You are a star to us always, Aunt Karen. Uncle Kevin, are they cousins, Olivia?
Yes,
and Lincoln?
They are.
And your cousins. And everybody, you did a great job. I'm so proud of you for telling those stories right out of your head without anything in front of you except ears and... Well, faces and bodies, too. I hope you have a good rest of the year and happy early new year. And thanks to Jennifer Carr and the brilliant bookworms from Winchester Thurston. Our Youth Expression Showcase continues with the winners from the Fair Child Challenge, the middle school assignment to create nutritious and sustainable treats. They'll be here with us in just a couple minutes.